USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI, Nashville Police, and the ATF are all investigating an explosion in Nashville, Tennessee that happened early Christmas morning. The Metro Nashville Office of Emergency Management telling a local TV station a parked RV exploded and caused damage to several buildings. Nashville Police Chief John Drake says a recording coming from the RV gave a warning of 15 minutes before it exploded.
Officers, upon hearing that, decided to evacuate the buildings nearby. So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, having emergency communications, communicate with everyone to get people safe.
The president has been briefed on the explosion and is monitoring the situation. The NFL getting ready for a Christmas Day matchup. Minnesota will be in New Orleans for a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden spending his Christmas in Wilmington, Delaware with his wife, Jill Biden. President Trump spending the holiday with his family at his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas. He joins Fox News with a Christmas message.
I think this pandemic, the political strife in our country, have highlighted just how broken our world is. And although we can patch it up occasionally, we have no lasting solutions. But God does, and He illustrated that at Bethlehem. You know, somebody said if mankind's greatest need was for education, God would have sent us a teacher. If our greatest need was for money, God would have sent us an economist. But man's greatest need was for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior.
And a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If you don't want to cook on Christmas, there are restaurants open. Those include places like IHOP, Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Waffle House. And of course, many Chinese restaurants also expected to be open later. The speculation continues regarding ambassador picks for President-elect Joe Biden. One of the names being floated around as ambassador to China is Disney's executive chairman, Bob Iger. Former production executive Chris Fenton tells Fox Business his thoughts on Iger possibly being picked as a U.S. ambassador to China.
The big question is whether he can remove conflicts that he has and whether he's seen the light in regards to the threat that China poses to Americans. Quite frankly, one of the big things that he has to remember is that in that position, he is not representing the interests of shareholders. He's representing the interests of Americans, the policies that we're pushing, the values, the principles that we hold dearly.
And regarding Iger and his current position, Fenton tells Fox Business,
so if you look back to last October when the NBA controversy came out, there was an internal email that went through ESPN, which is owned by Disney, telling journalists on the ESPN network not to talk about sensitive issues involving China. Is that a policy that he wants to press upon all American journalists if he's in that ambassadorship? These are tough questions we need to get answers to.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.